Now, it's fair to assume that you were explaining your attitude to your fellow justices on the Supreme Court.
I was
somewhat
indeed.
In this manner.
In this manner and in a stronger way.
All right, now, here's Jaworski. You were just reading from that. It's 387. Now, 389, what happens on one day here? Do you remember this particular day?
There was a whole raft of guilty plea reversals. And it was done as part of the administrative work of the court. I mean, they were not all formal appeals. So it appears in the back of the book, just among the miscellaneous matters attended to. And I made a point in my dissenting from the decision of the court to say that I descended from this, the second guilty plea reversal, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and in fact there were seven on one day.
And these were all Boykin cases?
They were all Boykin-style cases, and I was making the argument that the Supreme Court of the state was swinging wide the doors of the prison.
Now, that was on January 29th. On February 28th, something had happened by them. And is it not true that Justice Levin, who just come on the court through some chemistry that maybe you can explain, was given the job at some point of saying, hey, this is, we're going diametrically in the opposite direction of where we should be going, and we're going to do what you just said, that we're going to turn all the prisoners in Jackson, or most of them, over to turn them out of jail and give them new trials. Now, do you remember how it happened that once these two new members came on the court, you notice on January 29th, Justice Coleman had just come on, and she joined you in a couple of these. Now, prior to that, I take it you dissented by yourself without bringing any of the other members of the court along.
During 71,
72,
and 72, and during 71 and 72, I was definitely a voice crying in the wilderness.
And okay.
In 73, I guess Mary had
in
come
January, on. That's the first month she was on the court.
Uh-huh.
In the second month, the two new members were on. Levin is assigned the job, apparently, from what I was able to determine, then I inquiring as a reporter. There were these orders issued on February 28th that said to those who were affected by the January 29th new trial order, said, hey, wait a minute, don't do anything. Those orders we issued 4 weeks ago, we're going to, we don't want you to act because we're going to do something else. And then on the 28th, 4 weeks later, they were all quashed. Quashed was the word.
And those seven dissents that I made? You mean they turned them around? I'd forgotten.
On February 28th, four weeks later.
All seven of them were turned around?
Four of them in one batch. Now,
uh-huh.
I don't think probably any of them survived as orders for new trials. But I wondered if you recall what was going on inside the court at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You had been shouting from the steeple, rooftop or whatever, saying, hey, stop, this is all wrong. And then, having done that for quite a long time, several months or a couple of years, suddenly your colleagues seemed to hear you or accept your argument where they had ignored it before, and they reversed field, just like football player.
I would say that my good friend Roger Lane, who was at that time a distinguished reporter for the Detroit Free Press, probably hit the nail on the head when he wrote in this article, a quote, a highly qualified neutral observer, and I would
think it was
suggest
Ron Zerbicki.
I,